الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we have been discussing from last couple of days, we were talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah said that this world is nothing but deception. And yesterday we spoke about the issue of wealth and how wealth deceives. Today I want to remind myself and you about the other big issue, which is the issue of power. The issue of power, the issue of feeling that it is our effort, it is the asbab, it is the material resources that we have, and the material things that we have, which are the cause of success and failure, that we win or lose depending on how much you have. How much meaning, how much money, how much authority, how much knowledge, how much access to science and technology, and so on and so forth. Now, it is not to say that these things have no value. It is to put them in their right place. Science and technology has value, money has value, power and authority has value, but to understand what exactly is that value, and to then see whether that value actually results, whether that value actually creates results or the results are created by something else. For example, we may feel that the solution for sickness is better and better hospitals, it's better and better medical care. Certainly medical care helps, but if you look at that as a principle, then if medical care is what cures sickness, then anyone who has access to proper medical care must be cured. One can understand if people who don't have access to medical care, if they are dying or if they are falling sick. But people who have access to medical care, then they should be cured. But our own life experience shows us that this is not true. People who have access to medical care also fall sick. People who have access to the best medical care in the world, also at some point that medical care fails, no matter how much they may have spent trying to get the best possible medical care. But at some point, doctors throw up their hands and say, we can't do anything. So also, you can take this example and apply it across the board. If knowledge is required for professional success, then the highest paid and most successful people in the world should have been college professors. But that is not the case. College professors have the best of knowledge, obviously, because they are teaching it, but they are not the most successful. They are not the highest paid. How many great global businesses do we know which were started by Harvard Business School professors? Not even one. And we know many which were started by people who never went to Harvard or people who dropped out of school. I mean, forget about business school. So it's not knowledge which is the cause of success. If you say, well, it's entrepreneurial spirit, then the same logic applies. You can take this across the board. I don't want to spend a lot of time giving example after example. But the point is that all of these things which are before our eyes, we don't seem to see the reality behind that, which is that it is not that material thing, it is not that wealth, it is not that power, but it is something else behind that, or something else beyond that, which actually causes the success and failure. And that something else we know to be the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu. We know this to be the order and the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why many times we find people have illnesses and they get cured despite doctors saying the exact opposite. I mean, there's so many cases. We know cases, right now in our lives where people had completely given up hope and then there is a cure and everybody says, wow, this is miraculous. It's miraculous from one way of looking at it, no doubt, alhamdulillah. But for somebody who understands the amr of Allah, For someone who understands the power of dua, somebody who understands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is yaf'alu ma yasha wa yahkum ma yurid, he can do whatever he likes and he can order whatever he likes, then this is not a miracle. It's not a miracle in that sense. It's a miracle from our perspective, but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is normal. So to understand the power of Allah Jalla Jalal, now why is it important to understand that? Because only then do we understand the value of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what we do. The problem happens, and the reason I'm saying this is because the problem happens when it comes to a dilemma or it comes to a question of obeying Allah or doing what the material world tells you to do. And that is where the problem comes. Because if you don't understand the fact that success and failure comes from the hukum of Allah, from the amr of Allah, not from the material world that we live with, then if you understand this, then whenever there is a question of doing something which is against the hukum of Allah, you will stop. You will say, no, I'm not going to do that. If somebody says, no, but unless you do that, you won't succeed, you say, no, sorry, success comes from Allah. It doesn't come from doing this thing. There cannot be any good in something which is prohibited. For example, somebody might say, unless you borrow some money on interest, you cannot grow your business. You say, no, I can't, that's not possible. Because something which Allah prohibited, how can there be good in that? Right? If somebody says, for example, that in advertising, telling the truth is not good for advertising. Right? So, be foggy, sort of smudge stuff and so on, and make promises that you cannot keep. You say, no, sorry, I don't lie. Whatever is there, this is my product, and I will describe my product, what is the good in it and what is not the good in it. success doesn't come from telling lies, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited telling lies. And success cannot come from something which Allah has prohibited. So this decision becomes easy when you understand that real success and failure comes only from the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, what Allah ordered gives success, what Allah prohibited us from is the cause of failure. But when we don't understand that, then we get sidetracked and we get taken in by the deception of the world. And this deception of the world tells us that having more of something, whether it is knowledge, whether it is money, whether it's power and authority, is the goal of success, and that's what makes you successful. So that's when your eyes open and you realize that people who have a great deal are not necessarily happy. On the other hand, it's almost like a rule. It's not always a rule, but it's sometimes, for a lot of times, it's the rule that the more somebody has, the more they are afraid of losing what they have. Because their tawakkul now, their reliance has gone from Allah to the material stuff. And so, if your reliance is on Allah, then there's no question of loss, because Allah is always there. Hayyul Qayyum. Allah does not go away, Allah does not, power doesn't decline. But if your reliance is on material things, then you have to worry about the performance of the share market, what happens to my portfolio if the market drops, if you have to worry about political conditions, what happens to my property if politics is goes up and down, and so on and so on. So you actually, the more you have, the more worries increase instead of peace of mind increasing. The more you have, the more you are frightened. Now, this doesn't mean that we should not be wealthy. Of course, being wealthy is a good thing if you understand what is wealth and if you understand how to use wealth. If you take the wealth and if you use this wealth to build your akhirah, then being wealthy is a very good thing. But if you take the wealth and allow the wealth to deceive you and take you into all kinds of prohibited places, then obviously that wealth is a means of earning Jahannam instead of earning Jannah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the realities of the world so that we are not fooled by its deception, and to open our eyes to the fact that one day we will meet Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and to make that day the best day of our lives. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahman rahim.